Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and this is a Not Safe for Work podcast. We are teachers who are online teaching, and we are exhausted, and we need a break. And because of that, we use pseudonyms, because we like to keep these jobs, even though it kind of sucks at the moment because of this whole, you know, corona thing. Anyway, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is brought to you proudly by Lud Lamb Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you need a theater poster for your classroom or the back of your Zoom wall, send that teacher to LudLamDramatics.com. That's LudLamDramatics.com. Lud Lamb Dramatics. I'd also like to thank all of our Patreon sponsors. We have a lot of friends who've joined us on Patreon, and they can support us for as low as $5. You get access to a lot of old, ancient episodes. We have a lot of bonus content on there, as well as if you sign up, you get Teacher Needs a Drink swag, like bottle openers, cup holders, koozies, all kinds of great stuff. Anyway, Teacher Needs a Drink podcast comes out every Wednesday, and we're happy you're here. This is a fun podcast. We're introducing a new host this week, Miss Shirley Temper, and I think you're gonna like it. Enjoy episode 33.
No, you fuck off.
Are we going back
children,
to the fuck
play
off
nicely.
Thing again?
Can't we all just get along?
All right, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host,
yes,
and today
are.
With me, I have Mr. Turd Ferguson.
Grab your brown pants, because this shit's about to get real.
And with us today, we have Miss Shirley Temper.
Hello, all you cool cats and kittens.
Ew. And we also have Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Hi, Elvis.
And last but not least, Miss Rosie Rose.
That's right, you make me last, bitch. I'm the most important.
The title of this one is You're Purposely Failing My Child by Reddit user pushk_a. Oh boy, I'm sure that many of you had heard this lovely statement from parents. I don't know about you guys, but this one is one of the most annoying things a parent can say to me, and it triggers fight scene, just like in those video games. Parents threatening to have a conference with the principal first? Watch me CC the principal, academic VP, and counselor in my reply. Usually parents go running the other way and stay quiet after this. Persistent parent? Cool. Let me collect all of the evidence, including screenshots, love online learning for this, and include it in the email. I honestly pretend I'm a lawyer, but make my reply sound nice as possible. But no sorry or other apologies, because I am not sorry. Long story short, parents can be really stupid and honestly believe that the sun shines out of their child's rear end. I'm getting real tired of, my child wouldn't lie, crap. Your kid is failing due to lack of effort, constant absences, and not turning in their work. Don't mess with teachers and use the shitty, I'm contacting the principal line to intimidate us. Take a seat. Or even better, go be a parent and check your kid's work. Yeah, I had a parent this semester try to pull that excrement with me.
So I'm on maternity leave and I have this amazing sub who is a dear friend of mine who keeps me informed. My advanced class is working on an assignment that I had set up before I was on maternity leave. And one of my very responsible, really good kids, who was a sophomore at the time, blew it off. Didn't do it, right? Got a zero. I am friends with this student's dad and stepmom. Real good friends. So she goes to her real mom, tells her real mom that, you know, my student teacher is, you know, doing this, doing that, all those things. Mom gets really angry, pulls me into the principal's office when I get back, rails me up and down. And I look at the student and I said, hey, did you do this? And the student looks at me and goes, no. I said, you just don't like my teacher, did you? She said, no. And I was like, oh, okay.
Son of a bitch.
Yep. And then I called her dad and said, hey, did you know about this? And he said, excuse me? It was great. It was a great moment.
Sweet revenge.
My story is very similar to Turd's. In my story, the AP that handled it used one of the most beautiful lines that I have ever heard when dealing with a student. Kid uses my field trip as an excuse to skip class. Basically, he said he was on my field trip and he was not on my field trip and was skipping class.
Oh my God, so, I love this story. Go ahead.
So, yeah, she's heard this one. teacher, the teacher that he was supposed to be with, you know, emails me and says, hey, was so-and-so with you? Because he said he was with you. And I just wanted to verify. And I said, no, he was not with me. And so he got in trouble with that teacher for skipping her class. He got in trouble with me for using me as his alibi because I didn't appreciate it. And he was an athlete, so he got in trouble with the coaches too. Mom calls me and chews my ass out on the phone. Like, I'm a first year teacher. This is in like late in the first semester, but still first semester of my first year of teaching. I get off the phone and I'm in tears just about the time my mentor teacher comes into the room. And he was like, you know, I heard the end of the conversation. It sounded like you handled it exactly, you know, how you should have, blah, blah. But I'm still like in tears.
Aww.
He receives an alternate assignment in my class. Essay thing. Similar to what Turd was saying, I'm looking at it going, this does not sound like the writing of this particular student. Type a sentence in to the Googles, verbatim off of sparknotes.com.
Damn.
Interesting. Cool. So I print it off. I print it off and I take his paper and I go yank him out of class and we walk up to the AP's office. And my mentor teacher, who was there when I got chewed out by this child's mom, was subbing for one of the APs that day. And so my mentor teacher was the one who got to handle this.
Yes.
Yes.
He's
an ex-Marine. And so he's got like poker face, right? And so we sit down and I very calmly explain, you know, this was the situation. This was the assignment he was given. It didn't seem like his writing. And I hand the student's writing and the Spark Notes page that I had printed off to the mentor teacher slash AP that day. And he looks at it. All right. Mm-hmm. He asks me a couple of questions. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. He turns to the student. Son, are you stupid? And it was all I could do not to scream. And he goes, because either you're stupid or you think she is. If you didn't think she was going to notice this, blah, blah, blah. And he lights this child up. I'm sitting there in the chair, like, it's all I could do to not be screaming. And then I saw the mom in the office the next week, and she was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know he was cheating. If you need any help with anything on the next field trip, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bitch, no way.
That's beautiful. I wish more would have the balls to do that.
It was unreal.
At least you get an apology for that shit, because I know plenty of instances where they've just tore our ass up and down, and then at the end of it, when all the truth has been revealed, it's been, well, okay, that's it. No apology. No, like, you know, I step all over your ass and throw you to the principal, throw you to the wolves, and then, oh, apparently I was wrong. Yeah. Posted by Reddit user Rock56. The title is, I swore my principal said teacher support and or advice. I'm sitting there in our weekly virtual meeting, and one of my cohorts was complaining about all of the prep time involved with our virtual learning activities. The teacher who complained is one of our do-gooder martyr types. She goes above and beyond and will be sure to let everyone know it. I've been doing my job, and this is the easiest it's ever been for me, but I realize what my district will demand a lot more next year. So I'm doing what I'm supposed to while others are playing the martyr role. After her wine fest, my principal said, you know, you could always take a sick day to catch up on your work. I started to laugh, but quickly turned it into a fake cough. Taking a sick day because the teacher is willfully overworking herself on assignments that don't count for anything. My principal is encouraging the do-gooder to do extra work and burn through her sick days while doing so during a pandemic that has turned everyone's life upside down.
Goodbye.
I think if you're going to complain at that level, that your principal has to be like, you know what, take a sick day, that I'm on team principal. I mean, if you've got someone who's, you know, having difficulty processing this and, you know, spending time on a Zoom meeting complaining to everybody, come on. We do that in private, y'all.
Or for a podcast.
But the people who are listening are willing participants. Mm-hmm. They aren't other teachers stuck in the same mandatory meeting.
I'm with Shirley. I'm kind of team principal on that. Like, if you're going to, I understand that this is stressful, and this is definitely, you know, in a lot of ways harder than what I do during regular school. But at the same time, I don't know, we're all going through it and we don't need to sit there and listen to you whine about it.
Yeah, we're all in the same storm. We might not be in the same boats, but we're all definitely in the same storm riding it out. It sucks sometimes. And man, every time, like, I'll have a week where I'm like, this isn't that bad. I think it's going to survive. The next week, it'll be like, kick to the crotch, kick to the face, kick to the crotch. And worst of all, I feel like this shitty week is taking place during Teacher Appreciation Week. And while I have gotten a couple nice, like, digital Starbucks cards from a couple parents, and I do appreciate it, I feel like the actual schools themselves are like, yeah, go fuck yourselves. It's everyone for themselves. I do not feel appreciated by admin at the moment from any of schools.
Oh, God, no.
Got a teacher appreciation parade I'm going to go join tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be nice. I actually do look forward to seeing child's faces, but luckily it's short. They're like, yeah, this will be like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Come have a lawn chair, wave, or stay inside the building and wave from a window. It's like, I'm happy to do that.
So this is posted from the Reddits by user Catley Suspice. I don't know how to say your name. It's called, a coworker visited and posted pictures hugging all of her students. Here we go. I'm upset and ranting. As COVID-19 cases rise in Texas, my coworker decides to visit each of her students to drop off an end-of-year gift and posted pictures online hugging them. I'm appalled at her lack of concern considering she is immunocompromised. Not only...
What the fuck? No.
Get out.
Not only is she putting her students in danger, she's putting herself in danger as she hasn't been social distancing. Admin advised her against it, but there she goes, posting it online, getting all sorts of praises. The fact that she posted it, oh my God, and hashtagged coronavirus 2020 while hugging her students.
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous. It even seems she did it more for the attention and praise because these actions don't show that she cares for her students because she's literally putting their lives in danger.
Right?
She wants a pat on the back and praise from everyone else who isn't taking this as seriously. She still believes the flu is worse and I am just done with her. This pandemic showed me a completely different side of her. Oh my God, you can go fuck yourself, lady. I don't know.
She needs to go. She needs to go.
Good. That absolutely was a stunt that she pulled just for the pats on the back.
Of course, like, of course she did.
That's like, ridiculous.
Oh, I love my students more than you. I'm going to give them COVID-19.
Here's your end of the year present.
This is from Spider Monkey Jamboree on the Reddit. I was sent back to the school for 3 hours to clean out my classroom. Our school is shutting down after this school year, so it's more than just a COVID-19 shutdown. I noticed all of my cleaning sprays, Lysol wipes, and hand sanitizer were missing. I keep a good stock because I tried to grab sales. I sent out an email asking for my things, and they came out of, as they came out of my pocket. 6 other teachers quickly replied that this happened to them too. So we asked administration where our things that we paid for went. In response, we got an email from the principal. Good morning, cleaning supplies team. We are busy over here making meals for children, but if you feel you'd like to take us away from that, please come to my office and I will provide you with 1 bottle of hand sanitizer. This was passive aggressive, belittling the situation and an absolute insult. My extensive cleaning supplies does not equal 1 bottle of sanitizer.
No,
I wrote him back to say, I'm glad for what they're doing. And if they'd asked for volunteers, I would have been helping feed the children. But that has nothing to do with my $100 plus supplies being missing. I said that I would appreciate my money back. He told me, we will no longer answer any emails about this. You can call me. Yep.
What
you
the
can
fuck?
Call me if this is urgent. I'm available from 3 to 4 for urgent matters. Maybe I'm a lunatic, but I feel that the other teachers and myself deserve our things or our money back. The more emails I got back from the principal and the more I was made to feel small. What would you do?
I would contact my organization ASAP. I know they're probably overwhelmed with their thing, but that is exactly the kind of bullshit that organizations are there for. And even if I couldn't get a hold of them, I would probably consider going over my principal's head for something like that. Because that's taking my own money out of my pocket, stuff that I could have taken home and used to take care of family, my children, or myself. So fuck that guy with a bed of nails. No, 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 no.
Somebody's personal items that they purchased that the principal obviously knows what happened, because it wasn't like a, hey, you know, when did you guys find out these were missing? Or like, he or she was not coming back at it with questions, like concerned about it. Right. They came back defensive and bitchy, which means they obviously knew something about where the supplies went. And then they were being defensive and condescending, and it's theft. You took somebody's shit and now you're being a bitch about it. Theft aside, taking that kind of tone with your employees is entirely unprofessional.
I just can't imagine entitling that email, Dear Cleaning Supply Team. Like, who sat in their office and was like, this is how I'm going to talk to my employees. I'm a dick weasel.
Yeah, it sounds like someone started day drinking at that point.
I usually get more mellow when I'm drinking.
Hey guys, do you know that Teacher Needs a Drink podcast has a Patreon?
We do?
I know, it's amazing. For only a few bucks, you can get all kinds of Teacher Needs a Drink swag, as well as past episodes. You get secret episodes that are only available on the Patreon. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. Yes, woo-hoo! Amazing.
This one is Hired Assassin. You are a hired assassin. It was not your lifelong dream to become a hitman, but that is the vocation destiny has forced upon you. Killing these strangers bothers you deeply. Very often you are haunted by vivid dreams involving your victims, but you've also become somewhat accustomed to the experience. You have successfully murdered 10 people over the past 2 years. Your fee is 10,000 per murder. Knowing your reputation for ruthless efficiency, a member of the criminal underworld asks you to murder his enemy, who is also a known criminal. I really hate this guy, says your prospective employer. He has done terrible things to someone I love, so I want you to kill him. But I don't want you to simply assassinate him. I want you to make him pay. I want you to kill him in the most vicious, sinister way you can imagine. Be creative and merciless. And if you do this, I will pay you 25 times your normal fee. Now, assuming you are already a professional killer who lives outside of society's rules, would you accept these new conditions? And if so, how would you commit the murder? Shit.
Sign me up.
Miss Bunny O'Hare.
I was just about to say spot the Slytherin in the room because...
Hey!
Yes, hello, we're here.
Like, we are here. We are excited to answer this question, yes.
I was getting a flashback to somebody that we knew in college that talked about how he would execute child molesters if he was the person in charge of that kind of thing. And it was a creative solution involving IV fluids and then a hot glue gun applied to a certain appendage.
Would it be like sticking the appendage to something else or like gluing the appendage shut?
Oh.
Giving that person a pair of rusty scissors and a choice to make.
Hot.
So it would have to be like, I would need to know details if I was going to go that dark with it. But if it's like child molester kind of situation, game on.
Turd Ferguson, what about
you? I think all things should be addressed with a cheese grater to start with.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to make a person beg for stuff, you might as well start with a cheese grater and then continue with other things such as salt and lemon juice right after application of said cheese grater. Not that I have a lot of time to think about these things, but you know.
Dang. Shirley Temper, it's you.
I'm really not that creative in this instance. I think I would have some fun first, though. Maybe give them a bunch of acid and then put them in a trunk with like some scorpions in a jar and just let them kind of marinate there for a while, get their fear on.
You could get the boo box from that movie Hook, where it's like the spooky head thing, and they drop the bugs in.
And then maybe just kind of take it from the feet up, you know, little Achilles tendon cutting, you know, and little in sync. What's it called when you cut somebody and they bleed out? Insanguination?
Yes.
I'm not jacking with you. Ms. Rosie Jose, tell us about your delights.
So I'm not going to tell you how I would actually kill a person just in case. And then, like, this is used against me. My first question was, really, what did this person do that was so bad? But if we already know they're, like, criminal, I don't have to know what they did. You told me to get creative. I'm going to have fun with it. So the first thing I would have to do is I'm going to take off all of their fingernails and toenails with a
pliers. No.
With some pliers. Yeah. And then I'm going to slowly drown them in their own body by kind of, you know, just IV fluids and then also pouring stuff down their throat while they, you know, choke a little. And so then they'll have to give me like whatever information they have, like, oh my God, I have a family, and then I'll kill their family. And it's just going to be a really good time.
Seems logical.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not fucking with any of you. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd like to thank all of our Patreon donors out there, as well as all of our guests, Ms. Shirley Temper. It was nice having you over today.
I was so happy to be here.
And Mr. Turd Ferguson, you were wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Ms. Bunny O'Hare, you are a joy.
It was a pleasure as always.
And of course, Ms. Rosie Rose, you are demented and I'm kind of scared.
But you also love it.
All right. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us again for Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is brought to you by Lud Lamb Dramatics Educational Theater Posters and our proud Patreon followers. Thank you. You can join us at Teacher Needs a Drink Patreon. Now, if you want to listen more, we come out every Wednesday. If you can, find somebody, tell them about it, and listen to it. I'd like to give a special thanks to my guest today, Mr. Turd Ferguson, Ms. Bunny O'Hare, Ms. Rosie Rose, and of course, welcoming, thank you very much, Ms. Shirley Temper, and a big loving hugging kiss to Miss Priscilla, who's by my side while I do this. I hope I get to see you guys, hear you guys, whatever. Man, I'm tired. We only got 2 weeks of school left. Man, I'm out. Anyway, have a good time, guys. Bye.
Did we lose everybody?
He died. He's fucking dead.
Yeah, if that's all of my appreciation is a couple cars honking at me, I can get that while I'm jogging.
Hey.
I don't need that from Satan's.
Sorry.
You did this to us.
How are we supposed to transition out of an asshole?
Okay, this one's a little long.
That's what she said. You beat me! No!
Did you guys know that Teacher Needs a Podcast has its own Patreon? Fuck! Teacher needs to sober up.